WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
When I hear The Who or The Rolling Stones praised for their longevity, 25 years in the business and still plugging away even if they are creatively sterile, I just have to laugh because The Dells had another hit last year. I forget its title, and it was only a small hit, but hey, the Dells have been singing together since 1952, with only two changes in their lineup. That's impressive. When they first started, the Dells were called the L-Rays, all high school buddies in Harvey, a Chicago suburb. In 1953, Chicago met Chess Records, and the L-Rays cut a single for Chess before they'd even graduated. Darling I Know was a flop for reasons that may be evident, and Chess dropped them. But the L-Rays were serious about becoming professionals and turned for help to Chicago's biggest success story in the vocal group department, the Moonglows. To the group's amazement, the Moonglows taught them everything they could, helped them rehearse, and showed them how to better blend their harmonies. Before long, they'd signed to VJ Records, Chicago's up-and-coming competition to Chess, and had changed their name to the Dells. Sweet dreams, wow. Sweet dreams of you, wow. Dreams that foretell, wow. The love in my heart. How much the Moonglows helped can be heard on the Dells' first local hit, Dreams of Contentment, which established them as an act to watch. One night, after a party remembered by lead singer Marvin Jr. as consisting of five girls, five Dells, and a bowl of chicken, they sat down and wrote a song about it. Oh, what a night.
Oh, what a night.
But there was dissension in the group over their lack of success, and one of the Dells headed off to Cincinnati to join Otis Williams in the Charms. The group broke up, and one day in 1956, Marvin Jr. was walking down the street when a Cadillac pulled to the curb, and one of his friends in the Moonglows jumped out saying, "You guys have a hit. They're playing it in New York." Sure enough, Oh What a Night had taken off on the pop and the rhythm and blues charts, and the Dells hurriedly regrouped so they could headline a tour. They continued to be successful until a 1958 auto accident hospitalized some of the group, and they took 2 years off while the wounds healed. In 1961, they were back with a very contemporary vocal group sound.
Don't tell nobody that we're in love, and don't tell nobody what we're thinking of. Let's leave
It didn't do too well, at least partially because VJ was beginning to experience money problems, and by 1965, when they recorded their masterpiece, Stay in My Corner, which we heard at the beginning of the piece, VJ could only keep it on the charts for 4 weeks. In disgust, the Dells signed with Checker, a subsidiary of Chess, which managed to turn a re-recording into a number one hit in 1968.
If you stay,
stay, darling.
Stay in my corner.
You'll make me, oh, so proud.
Stay, darling.
Stay in my corner.
In the Checker years, the Dells did the impossible. took the old outmoded doo-wop form and made it into something new that young record buyers who would never have touched Oh What a Night went out and bought. Part of it was due to the genius of Charles Stepney, the greatest non-Motown arranger of the day, who could whip out a monster like There Is. Exploiting their gospel-like rapport with each other, the Dells have continued to move with the times. The last record of theirs I heard sounded a little like Prince could have produced it, but it still sounded like the Dells.